Evidence that Australia's economy is rapidly slowing after 27 years without a recession has left the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, scrambling to grasp a glass half full ahead of the federal election. And soon on RN Breakfast, Fran Kelly will interview the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, for his views on the figures. A key battleground at the election will be jobs. The Coalition is pushing the current 5% unemployment rate, a level regarded as full employment, as confirmation of the government's credentials for strong economic management. But the man who rightly predicted the last round of interest rate cuts, Westpac's chief economist Bill Evans, is forecasting two more cuts this year. He says the economy is running out of steam and that the low jobless rate could come unstuck. Mr. Evans is speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
The Aussie dollar has been pretty stable, monetary policies on hold, the global economy slowing down, and we've seen the turning point in that residential construction cycle. There's not much can be done about that. That's very much in the pipeline now that things will continue to be a drag on growth.
Earlier this year, before those GDP numbers hit, the Reserve Bank had downgraded its own forecasts. Will the RBA have to downgrade those forecasts once again?
Oh, I think that's very likely. If you think that the momentum in the economy in the second half of last year slowed from 4% to 1%, it's going to be pretty hard to tell a story that it will lift to 3% in 2019. In the absence of any specific stimulus, fiscal policy will be targeted. Both parties will be aiming to predict a surplus in 1920. So it's going to be very hard to maintain the 3%. I would expect that they'll drop their forecast to 2.75%, which is around trend. Once you're at below trend, there's no justification for not cutting rates.
The Reserve Bank Governor, though, Dr. Philip Lowe, seems pretty confident about that 3% growth target this year. Is that realistic or perhaps a bit too optimistic given the slowdown we're seeing at the moment?
Well, they adjust their forecast every 3 months. So I would expect that when they sit down in May, they'll have to shave that 3% to 2.75%.
When you take in the slow wages growth, household budgets are being tightened and homeowners seeing their perceived wealth diminish from the housing correction, is that now very much biting into consumption with an income recession for households?
I think what's happening is that workers have been expecting to see a lift in that household income story. It hasn't happened, and now they're having to adjust to the expectation that things will remain soft for quite some time. The other point you made, I think there has been and there will be a wealth effect as people realise that their wealth isn't as holding at the level that they expected a year or so ago.
A lot of confidence is resting on the current 5% national jobless rate, but do you see a clear risk now that business will perhaps start tightening up and jobs will go and that 5% jobless rate will be at risk?
Yes, I think that's the key to the Reserve Bank actually deciding to cut interest rates. They'll have to see some deterioration in that employment story. We've seen very sharp falls in business confidence in the last couple of months. Traditionally, employment does slow around that election period in that six-month window, and certainly in the last two elections. So I think if you add all those factors together, I'm expecting that we'll see that unemployment rate starting to edge up over the course of this year.
The Reserve Bank, though, has been talking about a jobless rate below 5%, around 4.75%, a level regarded as full employment. Is that once again being overly optimistic, to put it politely?
Once you start to accept the fact that the economy won't be growing above trend and will in fact be growing below trend, then you start to reassess your view on the outlook for the unemployment rate.
You rightly predicted the RBA's last rate cut cycle back in 2011. Does it now seem inevitable that economic stimulus will be required and that rates will be cut again this year?
My view is that we've still got further to run on this downslide on house prices. So if I add all that together, I think the right response will be for the Reserve Bank to cut rates.
But you're predicting two rate cuts this year. When are you predicting the first one?
Oh, I think August looks to me to be the most likely time. It'll be by then that they'll accept the fact that growth in 2019 will be below trend and therefore a policy response is required. And then I think another move in November.
So after 27 years without a recession, is the party almost over? Are you prepared to forecast if or when we might see a quarter of negative growth that might herald a recession?
We're certainly not in the camp that's calling a recession, but we are calling growth below potential, which is likely to mean a higher unemployment rate.
And that's Westpac's chief economist, Bill Evans, speaking there with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.